Farnsworth, brother and sister, E.W. St. Helena, California, January 1st, 1901. Dear brother and sister Farnsworth, I have been trying, under difficulties, to get off a few words to Australia, but one visitor after another has broken me up, and this must go in half an hour. I wish to say to you, there have been presented to me elements of character in Dr. Caro and Brother Sharp, which, if they continue to be developed, will be a great hindrance to the work. There is not a willingness for every man to fill his place and give due respect one for the other that should be given. Let all understand that God has the supervision of the work. I wish that there might be much more Christian brotherly love, less criticizing, and much more good, sweet, wholesome fragrance of Christ with all who shall have any part to act in the sanitarium. Let brother and sister Cress stand in their experience to give dignity and influence to the sanitarium. Let not this be neglected. Let not Dr. Caro place them in a Sydney branch of the work. They are needed as balance wheels in the sanitarium proper, and let our ministers and men of influence often be near where they can have something to say and do in the blending of elements together. Take these words and copy them, and send to the ones who need them. I cannot get them copied. Maggie is worn as only one typist handling so much matter can be worn. I have just about 10 minutes now. Will not write more now. Signed, Ellen G. White. Copy the writing done on back. Use it when needed. It is a serious question in regard to my attending conference in Battle Creek. My experience is of that character. I greatly fear the consequence of heart and head difficulty. Both, you know, are connected, and one means the other. I shall not be able to attend any conference much, if in Oakland or in Battle Creek. But I shall look, and hope, and pray for light. Clear light. God will teach me, for I want wisdom. Send copy of letter to Kellogg. Retain copy of all yourself, and send me copy. There will need to be vigilance exercised in the creating of that sanitarium, that Satan shall not obtain advantage of anyone. We read of the decision to build monuments over the graves of dead men and those whom they call heroes. How much better would the name apply if the money spent in glorifying the dead were devoted to the living who can experience the sufferings of hunger, cold, the need of education, and true-hearted sympathy and kindness that come from living missionary workers. In every part of our world, there is need of true helpers in missionary lines. Last night, I was in much trouble of mind in regard to Brother Sharp. A warning was given me that Brother Sharp was assuming altogether too much responsibility. He has been placed to have the superintendence of the work at the sanitarium farm, which should never have been placed upon him. He could not possibly do the work and look after the sanitarium. The sanitarium interests in the farm were far behind, because the responsibilities have been laid upon a man who has not a knowledge of the working of a farm and what should be done on a farm, of the implements, horses, and wagons that should be secured. Our board of directors must wake up and secure a man who can direct and superintend the farming interests. Brother Sharp is gathering to himself responsibilities that he cannot carry successfully, and this will be loss. Let his powers be exercised for the sanitarium, else losses will be sure to result. The Lord would not have one man's mind and judgment overloaded so that there will be a neglect of many things. He would have the right man in the right place. But the right place is not for Brother Sharp to be left to carry the superintending of the farm. It is not his line of work. And if he takes it, he will surely leave the things that ought to be done without delay to to drag. Time is money, and persons hired look to a man to make arrangements, and if he is somewhere else and cannot see that the work is done promptly, there will be much money lost. There should be counseling together. There has been a man represented to me who will not act over John Wessels. He is a man conscientiously prepared to carry the responsibility intelligently. There is abundant room for you all to find your appointed places and do the work that must be done in its varied lines. The way Dr. Caro has looked at matters in the running of the sanitarium is not after the order of God, and unless he gets men of a larger and more religiously well-balanced experience to act the part God designed they shall act, the work that should be done will not be half done, and there will be a policy carried out as has been, requiring brick without providing straw.
Because a horse and cart and utensils cost something, money has been paid out to rent cart and horse, and this has eaten up all the extra money that would have to be furnished to supply the farm with its proper working agencies. So it will be with the putting up of the sanitarium. A full, whole, all-round man must stand as a director to share with you, Brother Sharp, the responsibilities, equally responsible for the work that is necessary to be done. Use this if necessary. We'll wait for next boat. Ellen G. White.